Hot 101.5. Blown off on the Miguel Show.
Well, this is actually a different sort of blown off. We actually got this through producer Jared. You are his barber, Marcus, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you for coming on to the show. So what's the situation with this girl, Liliana?
So here's the deal. I met Liliana at basically a strip club where she was dancing.
Hey, girl.
Her stage name was Infinity.
Ooh, oh, Infinity. I've always been curious. I didn't think anybody actually scored a date with one of the girls that danced. Like, but good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she was cool. She was cool. She was cool to talk to. We hit it off. And so we went out. We went to the bar, went to this place called Fly Bar, ate some food, got some drinks. It was on the rooftop. It was totally chill.
Fancy.
I mean, just a really, really good night. But now when I try to hit her up, she just doesn't answer my calls or my texts or whatever.
Now,
and I was like, I don't know what the deal is.
How did the date go? Did you get too drunk? Did you say anything inappropriate? Or because here's what I can see happening. If you work in the field, like if you are an exotic dancer and maybe you're a little tipsy, you could have made like some off-color remarks about that. Was that possible at all?
No, I mean, I wasn't drunk. I mean, I was where I needed to be, you know what I'm saying? So I was definitely, you know, a little nice, but nothing too crazy, you know, not stumbling and, you know, nothing crazy like that.
Okay.
So, nah.
All right. Well, let's do this, Marcus. Let's get Liliana on the phone, and we will try to find out why you were blown off. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven came. Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever.
Street.
big band. The new Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
We actually met Marcus through producer Jared. He's his barber.
Yeah.
And he met Liliana at the strip club. And they went to the Fly Bar, had a great night. But Marcus hasn't heard back from her. So we've got to find out why. Are you ready, Marcus?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay, Marcus. Now, just so you know how this all works, as we're dialing Liliana, I want you to stay real quiet so that Miguel and I can get the truth about what is going on and why she's not calling you back.
Hello.
Hi, is this Liliana?
Yes.
Hi, Lily. If I can call you that, my name is Miguel.
You don't know you can call that.
And this is Holly. We are from The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, hey. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. We just had a quick question because, actually, we know a mutual friend of ours through producer Jared, Marcus, who you went out with.
Yeah, and Marcus got in touch with us kind of via Jared, but he really liked his date with you. We know that you guys went out. You went to Fly Bar. So, really, listen, if we could just cut to the chase, Liliana, we're just curious why you didn't get back with Marcus and, you know, maybe go on a second date.
Like, we had a pretty good time. I had fun and everything. But he had this thing that he kept doing that was just a turnoff.
Oh.
What did he do?
Every single person that we saw, he had something snarky to say about their hair. Every single person, he had something to say, and it was mean.
I mean, was he, I mean, because he is a barber, so I mean, was he just, like, helpful suggestions on what they can do with their hair?
He saw this one woman, he told her, or he said that this woman looked like she picked her weave out of a dumpster.
Are you serious? You didn't call me back because of just some ridiculous comments I said?
Wait, hold on.
We do have Marcus on the phone, but that's okay, because
Marcus, what were you doing?
What are you doing?
Look, I mean, look, it's not that serious. Look, hair, that's what I do. That's what I deal in day in and day out. It's like, it's no big deal. I mean, seriously. But it was funny. I mean, her weave was so suspect. I mean, I could see like three feet of edges.
Oh, girl, shots fired.
It's like, and what about the one girl that had like all this neck hair? I mean, it was excessive. I mean, I had to say something. It was too funny.
He was just there trying to have drinks. He wasn't there trying to get a shave.
True.
So you shouldn't have to talk about their hair. You shouldn't have to say somebody looks like a busted Cersei from Game of Thrones because her dye job didn't look good.
I mean, you could at least say, okay, I can be helpful, but I don't have to be so mean-spirited about people's weaves.
What's funny is, it's like Liliana is getting off and out of shape, but it's like her hair looked like a small chia pet. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like it wasn't groomed properly.
No.
Hell no. I mean,
okay.
Are you
going to
be upset?
No. That is real. You know what? I don't think I need to be taking hair advice from a guy that's going bald. We all notice it. We all see it.
Tell him, girl. Tell him.
Yes!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.